Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. The one, the only, Ring Talk, live worldwide. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history. When I say longest running, I'm talking about 41 years. Straight up, I was 4 years old when we started this show. I'm 45 now. We're rocking and rolling. Bottom line is, having a great time. Welcome to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Of course, you haven't been here before. You'll know after an hour why this is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. We'll primarily concentrate on the world of boxing. Of course, the world of MMA controlled by Mr. Dana White, and he's trying to get into boxing. We'll talk about that to an extent. The WBC, the world of bunko and chicanery. At one point in time, I was Jose Suleiman's private envoy. He was the president for the WBC, of the WBC for about 25 years. I did some little secret missions for him around the world because I'm a former policeman and private investigator and things like that. So he could trust me. I mean, yeah, I did things for him. Of course, rescuing Alexis Arguello from his crack epidemic down there in Nicaragua. That was one of our projects. But the bottom line is, me and Suleiman Sr., we're tight. Now, Junior, Mauricio, we don't work all that well together. Of course, we had a show a couple of years ago on WBC TV, and then my man, Tommy D, went to a fight with Oshaki Foster and Robinson Canseco. I think that's a place in New Jersey or in that area. And Robinson Canseco was... Oshaki Foster was robbed. It was like one of the most blatant robberies in the history of boxing. It was like, I couldn't believe it. It was beyond a robbery. It was a heist. It was a heist. I mean, it was... They had guns. I kid you not. So anyway, we talked about that on the air, and he was a live participant. I mean, he was a live attendee at the fight, and he said he thought the fight was fixed. So we thought on the air, we said on the air that was our opinion that the fight was fixed and that the WBC needed to do something about it, like declare an immediate rematch, or they were part of the problem and not the solution. If Mauricio didn't do something, he was part of the problem and not the solution. Well, guess what? Mauricio didn't like that, and he pulled us off WBC TV. So Mauricio... What can I say? You know where the sun doesn't shine? That's where it's at. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Saturday, December 6th, 11:12 a.m. in the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take it to the East Coast right away and bring in Boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer, because I've got all kinds of questions for him. You ready to sock?
I'm ready to roll, brother. How are you?
Okay, first of all, congratulations on the baby. You and Sophie had a baby on Tuesday. Actually, you didn't have a baby, but Sophie, your wife Sophie had a baby on Tuesday, so I want to congratulate her. Both parties are healthy and well, and that's great.
Sophia has a new sister. My wife Eva gave birth to Penelope Palmer on December 2nd. Thank you very much. So Sebastian and Sophia are now big brothers and sisters.
Double P. Double P is a new addition to the family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, man. Let's talk about the state of boxing right now. The WBC, the World Boxing Council, You know, when you step in a pile of dog spit, when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. But when you step into a pile of dog spit, you don't want to step into it again. Somehow you want to avoid it. Mauricio keeps stepping in it over and over and over again. Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah, they've been in the news this week, you know, and unfortunately not for the best reasons. I'm assuming the most recent misstep by Mr. Suleiman was after Stephen Fulton failed to make weight for his title bout against Oshaki Foster, which was supposed to be for the 130-pound WBC title. Mauricio had the bright idea of, you know what, the fight's going to go on anyway, so let's make this for the interim title at 135.
So that's the next weight. So the next weight class up. One guy weighed 130. One guy weighed 132. Fulton weighed 132. Bottom line is, what about the guy at 135? See, here's where I'd have a problem with that. If I was a champion and they were putting interim champions in my weight class, I'd be screaming and bitching and holding press conference. Listen, man, I'm paying you my percentage of my purse in order to be this champion. You can't pimp me off and can't pimp off the belt 19 times. I'm the champion.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the case. Maybe let me give Mr. Suleiman a little more credit than maybe most would. I think he might be playing chess, you know, instead of checkers in this one, because right now Shakur Stevenson is the 135-pound champion, and it's more than likely he'll never fight at 135 again because, you know, as we know, he's now set to go up to 140 pounds to fight Teofimo Lopez. Now, I think he's a slight favorite to win that fight, But when you go up to 140, I don't think he's going to come back down to 35. So in any sense, the title is going to be vacant, regardless what happens. And I see the number one contender is Andy Cruz. So it's just only in boxing, so I can say. Only in boxing something like this happens. Terrible job by Stephen Fulton. You know, you miss weight. And he's the, you know, he's by nature the smaller guy. So that's kind of surprising, you know. So only in boxing.
Is this surprising or is there something going on behind the curtain?
It's possible, man. The WBC, they pride themselves on being this organization that looks out for retired fighters, and they make direct financial, you know, support to these fighters.
No. Time out. Let me go into depth on that just for a second.
Go ahead.
Kid Gavilan, the Cuban boxer. I know Suleiman paid his bills for years. I mean, there were certain fighters that he did pay the bill. Certain old guys back when I remember. There was several guys. Emil Griffith, he got some WBC money here. I mean, everybody got. Back in the days, Jose was giving out money to an extent. He was. I mean, he wasn't an ATM or something like that, but he would pay guys' bills. And I don't know if Mauricio is paying guys' bills nowadays or anything like that. But at one point in time, me and the old man were able to see eye to eye. And I miss him. And I know that he did a lot of stupid things, and some of them were borderline crooked, if not crooked. Or nefarious, we'll put it to like that. But, you know, I miss him because bottom line is at the end of the day, when I sat down and I banged my fist on the table, he understood. You know, I mean, if I was writing an argument, he could only put me off a certain amount of times before he realized, you know what, he's right. And Mauricio's not that guy. Mauricio's right no matter what. I mean, when Tommy D said he came home from that Oshaki Foster Canseco fight, the first one, and thought it was a robbery and a heist and this and that, and then I said if the WBC doesn't do something about it, Mauricio is part of the problem and not the solution. And of course, they yanked us off WBC TV. I haven't talked to Mauricio much since then, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, Mauricio can like.
So it's safe to say Mauricio is not Jose.
No. Mauricio is he's college educated, he's smooth, he's bilingual, all right. Kinds of good stuff, this and that, but somehow he's missing it somewhere, because here's what's up. When he said something like that, Dana White's concepts were okay and this and that, and he was willing to give Dana White a chance and the Saudi Arabians a chance, he cut off his BALLS at that point in time. He castrated himself. Okay. Once he gave up his nuts, it was all over, because Dana and those guys just walked all over him. Now Terrence Crawford's walked away from the WBC. He doesn't want to pay that sanction. How much was that sanction of each sock? $400,000? $200,000?
Something like that. And then Suleiman had said that obviously that it would, because of the fact that, well, this is what he said. He said because of the fact Terrence Crawford made $50 million, that it wouldn't be a straight percentage. It's something to be talked about. Well, Mauricio.
Let me tell you the way purse bids are done. Okay. I go back to the days of Mike Trainer. Of course, Mike Trainer was a genius behind Sugar Ray Leonard and this and that. But I remember going back, purse bids, how can I put this? Purse bids, when you put purse bids together, you basically know what time it is and you know who's going to win, who's going to be in these fights and this and that. And when you have a 130-pound title fight and the guys move up to 135, that sort of smells, because all the WBC is doing is collecting fees at 135 now instead of 130. In other words, they're not going to lose any money.
Right. I mean, the standard fee is, what, 3%, right?
Yeah, but back to Mike Trainer and Ray Leonard. I lost my train of thought there. They came up with their own fees. In other words, and when Ray was going to make $7 million, Ray said, well, I'm going to give the WBC X. And Mike Trainer said, we're going to give him X. And I think that's the way Hagler did it as well. They negotiated their own fees. Now, shame on these guys for not doing it themselves. Shame on them.
Well, in a case like Sugar Ray Leonard, he's bigger than the belt. You know, I mean, Sugar Ray was a star. He didn't need the WBC title. I mean, he was a star before he ever threw a professional punch.
Yeah, but WBC,
so he had that stroke.
At that point in time, the WBC belt was important. It was. Even to Ray.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. And look, you know what? If we look at things objectively, I mean, yes, belts do matter, because the same system that brought up Terrence Crawford, now you can't kind of bite the hand that feeds you, which was Mauricio's point of view. you know, and other fighters have come out, you know, one of which, Oscar De La Hoya, kind of said the same thing. So you can't benefit from the system that raised you and groomed you, and now you're jumping with the pretty girl next door because he said, you know, Terence Crawford.
Speaking of pretty girls, you brought up Oscar De La Hoya, or Oscar De La Fish, as Frank 1961 brought that up, my house historian.
He'll never live that down.
No, here's what's up. Not only can he live it down, he was doing coke. And I don't know if I told you this, but I interviewed the hooker that was dealing with him, and she used to tell me, when I met Oscar, she would meet him in different cities, I would have to bring a kit. Did I tell you what a kit was?
Unfortunately, you did. But remind
okay,
me.
But you know, negligee, nylons, you know, crotchless panties, all that kind of good stuff. That's what Oscar was into. Listen, he didn't hurt anybody, and he wasn't doing any dudes, so it wasn't a gay thing.
Nah, just Rick James said, just a big old super freak, right?
That's cocaine. That cocaine's a hell of a drug. Ask Daniel.
It is.
Daniel says he knows nothing about that. But anyway, I'm just telling you, it's just, listen, I've seen guys do stuff on coke and on drugs. I was coming in this morning, and of course I got to see my fentanyl boys on the way in, laying in the street here in San Francisco. And you know what? You know what's funny? No, it's not funny. But over the years, I guess over the past 4 or 5 years, I average about 4 or 5 fentanyl cases a year. What I mean by that is a private investigator. In other words, a relative calls me up and says, I want you to go look for Pedro in the Tenderloin. So I end up, most of the time I find these guys. They ain't that hard to find. Anyway, so you find these guys and you realize they're done. There's no recovery from this. There is absolutely no recovery. I mean, you just can't. So I end up putting a Facebook page up on my Facebook post up on my page where a guy that's been clean from fentanyl for 4 years, and I thought that was an epic moment because I don't know anybody that's kicked it. Do you?
No. There's people that die.
They either die or they just keep getting hooked to it. And you know what? I was doing surveillance. We're going to run to a break in a minute. I was doing surveillance over on Taylor Street here in San Francisco in the Tenderloin. And I pulled up at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:05, because I punched the clock. And so I'm taking a picture when the clock says 10:05. Anyway, I'm still there at 2:05, and there's a guy that's been bent over in front of me for 4 hours. In other words, he's been bent over like he's bent in half. Okay, but he's been standing up for 4 hours. Listen, I bend over if you and I were to bend over for 2 or 3 minutes, we'd feel some difficulties in that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it would be queer. It would be foreign to us. But yet, these guys are able to do it 4 to 6 hours. So I got to give them props for that because talk about zombies. That's just who they are. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming to you from the zombie capital of the world, the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Okay, so check this out. Yesterday, I'm set to fly down to Los Angeles. 6 o'clock next day, 8:25 a.m., I'm leaving SFO. Delta calls me about, texts me about 6 o'clock a.m., says, we've canceled your flight. Not postponed it, canceled it. We've rebooked you at 6:45 p.m. that night. Well, I had an 11 o'clock meeting with Larry Merchant in Santa Monica, California. Obviously, I wasn't going to make that, right? Still, Priceline, they're trying to charge me for the whole trip, too, because I didn't want to take the 6:45 flight that night for a party I was supposed to be at 11 o'clock that morning. Bottom line is, Priceline's a ripoff, so what I'm trying to tell you is, stay away from Priceline. Please, please stay away from Priceline. So anyway, so Larry Merchant meets with Steve Kim and a couple of the guys down there, and they have a little Santa Monica get down, and afterwards, Larry takes a walk, and he falls down and breaks his elbow. Now, had I been with him, this might not have happened. So I feel a little guilty for not being there, and now I'm going to go down and see The Godfather. I'm going to drive down this week. But the bottom line is Delta Airlines, screw you, and all that kind of good stuff, especially Priceline. So if you're going to book a trip, try to stay away from Priceline because, let me tell you, they canceled my flight in the morning, and yet they wanted me still to go at 6:45 that night to a meeting I was supposed to be at 11 o'clock that morning. So 7 hours later, it didn't work out. And you couldn't, and they said, okay, we'll cancel the Delta flight, but you're still responsible for the hotel, the rental car, and the return flight. So I told them to stick it up there. You know what? I called Capital One, my credit card. I'm working on that. I even bought an insurance policy. Sock, I even bought an insurance policy for $23 to insure in case I cancel. Just listen. Priceline is the biggest ripoff I've ever come across in my life as far as travel is concerned, man. Please, I'm telling you, if anybody's got a choice, stay away from Priceline.
Yeah, that's a terrible way to do business. It's safe to say Priceline will not be sponsoring Ring Talk anytime soon.
They can kiss my you-know-what, man. I mean, think about that. time out. An 8:25 a.m. flight gets me in the L.A. exit at 10 o'clock. I have an 11 o'clock meeting with these guys, of course, and I take the rent-a-car and go over to Santa Monica, which is like a 10-minute drive. No problem. I make it. I go see the Commodores tomorrow, Friday night, of course, in Ontario, California. The hotel's booked the whole nine yards. And then they tell me, well, guess what? Instead, we booked the next available flight for you is at 6:45 p.m. In other words, that was 10 hours later. This is Delta Airlines. There ain't no friendly skies no more. It's just no fun flying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to Chicago over almost a Thanksgiving Day weekend. I went over there for my birthday, saw Paul McCartney, which was a great show. Got to see Donovan Wood. That was even better, my college roommate. But it was cold. And I will say this, though, there was nobody in the airport. I mean, on the day before Thanksgiving, I flew and I was freaking out about it, so I showed up 2 hours early and there was nobody there. Are people traveling these days to soccer? Are they just, is the economy so bad? I know we lost 1 million jobs thus far in the United States this year. People don't realize that. Yeah, there's been over 1 million layoffs. But is the economy in the tank?
Well, I mean, I'm a pretty much an average Joe. Mm-hmm. I look at the economy every time I go to the supermarket. Every time everything's a little bit more expensive than it was, you know.
Or a little bit smaller.
Yesterday. Yeah. Oh yeah. I gotta wrap myself out. I had Dunkin' Donuts the other day, and the donut looked like a. I was like, where's the rest of it? Like, it's everything is smaller, more expensive.
But that's corporate America, and this is what corporate America is all about. They're all about you make more money, more money, more money. They ruin. Listen, there was a healthy fast food chain out here called El Pollo Loco. Okay, El Pollo Loco is called the Crazy Chicken, some Mexican brand of chicken. Anyway, mm-hmm. it was a rave on the West Coast, no doubt about it, especially in the LA area. And of course, we had it up here. And at one point in time, you could buy it at a reasonable price, okay? And then corporate took over 3.5 years ago. The chicken became El Pollo Loco to El Pollo Poco. They became small. The chicken became small, and the prices jumped up. I mean, the prices went through the roof. For two pieces of chicken, rice and beans, they want like $13.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Corporate America,
I mean,
baby.
I was shocked.
The Fig Newton, I'll go off on the Fig Newton. Whoever makes those Fig Newton cookies, okay? I grabbed the Fig Newton bag. I used to buy these Fig Newton cookies because, and the package was tight. Well, it was the same package, mm-hmm. but it was loose. And then I figured it out. They're just putting less cookies in the bag. Same bag, just less cookies. Shrinkflation.
I mean, I was shocked. I got this donut. It was like the size of an Oreo. I was like, what's going on here? But like you said, corporate greed. Can never underestimate greed.
You just can't. You know what? I'm not going to go there. Isaac Cruz, 28, 3-1, of course. Good-looking fighter, and he's always a tough guy. 18 KOs. Lamont Roach, the most abused boxer in the history of boxing for the past year and a half, I think. Of course, that Gervonta Davis fight from last March where Gervonta Davis took a knee and then stuck his head outside the ropes. If that didn't bring about a one-point deduction, it should have maybe brought about a two-point deduction. I mean, something was going crazy. Gervonta Davis was off-kilt, to say the least. Anyway, bottom line is Lamont Roach got denied. They called it a draw, and had they given him that point, he would have won the fight. Of course, that would have made him the champion at that point in time. And Lamont Roach was the B side of the record. And of course, Lamont Roach and Gervonta Davis, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're promoted by the same guy. And I think the same guy didn't want to cause any problems.
Yeah, that's true. And honest, I don't think we're ever going to see Lamont Roach ever at that level again. You know, I mean, there's a lot of little factors. I mean, Lamont Roach and Tank Davis practically grew up together in that D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area. So there wasn't that intimidation factor, man, that comes when you fight Tank Davis, right? And I think he got the short end of the stick. Not only he got jobbed on that decision, but now he's fighting Pitbull Cruz, which is no walk in the park.
No. And Roach is not a big fighter. 25-1-2 with 10 KOs. That's a big puncher. So he's not a big puncher. So, how do you keep him off unless you box? And it's very tough to box with the Pitbull because that's what he does. He cuts you down. There's no doubt about it. But I thought he lost that fight when I saw him fighting in February on the Benavidez undercard, Benavidez and Morrell. I thought he lost that fight. But the bottom line is, they did. They gave it to him. All right, who's going to win, Cruz or Roach? I think Cruz has got a slight favorite here.
Yeah, I'm going with Cruz. Although, like you kind of mentioned, you do kind of get these in between efforts from Pitbull, but I think Pitbull knows that a loss here would really just damage him, in the long term, and he'll be a gatekeeper. I like Isaac Cruz in this fight, late stoppage.
Okay, believe it or not, this sounds a little crazy. Lamont Roach minus 225, Isaac Cruz plus 186. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Could be right. I mean, Lamont Roach, people's last image of Lamont Roach was beating
something's
Tank.
Up. Hey, something's up. Now that stinks. Something's up there. Something's up. I'm telling you, man, I couldn't imagine Roach being favored over Isaac Cruz. I just couldn't imagine it. Anyway, Stephen Fulton, plus 108. Oshaki Foster, minus 128. Oshaki Foster, although I went to bat for him a couple years ago to WBC, he's boring.
He's been in some pretty good fights. I wouldn't say boring. I just see him in person against Abraham Nova. He throws both hands. He's not a huge puncher. But he comes to fight. I like Oshaki Foster. Now, Stephen Fulton, you know, he's been good against a certain level of competition. But when he stepped up, he got steamrolled by the monster Inoue, you know, and Inoue had came up, you know, and he was clearly the bigger man, the bigger puncher.
And so, not with eight KOs, though. Fulton couldn't punch to save his punches way out of the paper. Daniel's kids can punch harder than Fulton.
No, you're right. He's not a big puncher. He's good conditioning. His two wins against, if you have the Mexican fellow whose brother fights as well. I can't remember his name, beat him twice. But it should be a good fight. And there seems to be some genuine animosity. So hopefully it carries over. It's not just shtick to promote. But I still like Oshaki Foster. I think he's just a better fighter than Fulton.
Okay, Lara and Gonzalez are going to go, I think, at 160 pounds. Arizona Lara and Johan Gonzalez. Lara, a minus 750 favorite. Here was the guy that used to run around the ring and people used to boo him.
Lani Lara was just a horrible matchup for anybody, you know. And we, you know, the boxing fans kind of got deprived of a nice matchup. The original matchup was him against Janabek. Janabek was forced to pull out for his.
Do you think somebody shot me? Somebody shot me a text to interrupt you. Do you think he beat Canelo?
When he fought him about 15 years ago, yes, I think so. I think he got. I think he did enough to beat Canelo, and it wasn't a whitewash. But you know that Cuban style is not box office, and of course Canelo was the box office guy that they were grooming. So who's shocked?
The biggest duck in the history of boxing. That's what Canelo Alvarez is known for. Socrates, congratulations on the child. Give your wife my best, and I hope you get a postcard soon.
Thank you, my brother. And congratulations, you being a new uncle.
Oh, Rob, hey, man, I feel pretty good about that. Thank you so much. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Uncle Pedro, back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The voice of the great Scott Cuddy bringing me back from the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. A lot of you listen to this phone, the show delayed. I mean, there are more people listening to the show delayed than listen to it live, which sort of blows me away. I get all these like texts and stuff like that during, like I'll be at home like 12:30 at night. I'll get a text, right? What's going on? Anyway, when you listen, of course, checking in via the replays here on Sports Byline and iHeartRadio and Twit, all the different replays. Bottom line is, this play is replayed. This thing is replayed all over the world. Now, my cough would start messing with me anytime I talk. That's just the way it goes. But the bottom line is, this cold, of course, I had it before I went to Chicago. I brought it back from Chicago. Haven't got rid of it yet. Bottom line is, I just don't know. But Sun City. Wow. Remember Greg Page? Greg Page, of course, the guy that won the WBA heavyweight title at one point in time. He was my buddy. We used to have fun when he was champion. He used to train at Johnny Taco's gym in Las Vegas. Of course, he was always a professional jokester. I mean, he was like the stand-up comedian of comedians, always pulling pranks on people, standing behind you in pictures, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, Greg Page took a fight in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's where he was from, Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, him and Muhammad Ali being coming from the same city. But he took this fight in Louisville, Kentucky, and they didn't do the ring right. Now, the ring, all they did was lay a piece of canvas over the ring. So the ring was a piece of metal, steel metal. In other words, so when he got knocked down, he fell straight on this metal, and he broke his brain from behind. It's Abdullah Magada. That kind of stuff was damaged. Anyway, bottom line is, Greg Page was never the same. Okay, I got to do a fundraiser for him around 2003, 2004 in Lakeport, Illinois, I believe, with Gerald McClellan and Lisa McClellan put that together. But the bottom line is, Greg was there. Greg remembered me from the Johnny Taco days. And it was tough. I mean, here he was sitting in a wheelchair, and he wasn't, you know, he could have been taken care of a little bit better. That's just pretty, as far as his cleanliness and that kind of stuff. So I was a little like blown away by that. I was looking at his wife, and his wife was a nice lady, this and that. But, you know, anyway, I thought he could have been better taken care of. But she was taking care of him. He died a few years ago, and of course, from the residual effects of that fall or whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, imagine that, boxing on steel. In other words, why not cement? You know, but it was boxing on steel, straight up steel. And when his head fell, he hurt his brain and it never ever recovered. Greg Page, may you rest in peace. Of course, he fought Jerry Garcia, and he appeared close on the cards, of course, but then he knocked Garcia down. Of course, the referee was Isaiah Rodriguez, and he counted Jerry Garcia out. Of course, Jerry Garcia was the South African champion. He was not an apartheid guy, but they sort of like pegged him with being an apartheid guy, which I thought wasn't too fair. Anyway, bottom line is, Garcia and Page never did it again. Of course, Don King put that fight on over there, and some people were like, I think the WBC put up a big stink about that because they didn't want to do any fights in South Africa until apartheid was over. That kind of goes, so more power to them. Anyway, Oscar De La Hoya, Manny Pacquiao, wow, the dream match. Oh, boy, can't believe it. December 6, 2008, Pacquiao defeated De La Hoya via technical knockout when De La Hoya quit before the start of the ninth round. He quit on the stool. Listen, the little Filipino midget was kicking his ass. I mean, I know it was hard to believe. When somebody's kicking your ass and you can't believe it, it's like your mind is blown. You're like, you're sitting there going, whoa, what's going on here? I can't believe, because, you know, I mean, who would imagine a guy that turned pro at 107 pounds beating Oscar De La Hoya at 147 pounds, 40 pounds later. Unless he was supernatural or there were some Flintstone vitamins involved. That's what I'm thinking, performance anti drugs. Just my opinion. I can't prove it. Anyway, Oscar De La Hoya versus Manny Pacquiao, of course. We did the press conference here at the Civic Auditorium, I think, here in San Francisco. We had a big press conference. De La Hoya and Pacquiao, they came to town. Of course, that was back in the days when fighters did do a tour. They did a promotional tour. Now they do it via the Zoom and that kind of good stuff. But it was back in the days when fighters would take a tour, like they get on a private plane. Each guy would have his own plane, and they fly to 6 or 7 different cities, maybe 10 different cities, and have press conferences and build up the fight on pay-per-view and that kind of stuff, or closed circuit before that. No longer is that the case. Straight up, I miss the old days. I just really do. I mean, because we had Jack Fisk here in San Francisco. He was the godfather of boxing writers. Of course, 40 years the boxing writer of the San Francisco Chronicle, and of course, the Boxing Hall of Fame writer. He won all the awards you can imagine. But the bottom line is, because he was here, everybody came here. I mean, the fights would they would include San Francisco in the style. And San Francisco wasn't one of the biggest markets in the world. I mean, it wasn't. You know, sometimes they would skip Chicago and do San Francisco. That's how much respect they have for Jacob Finkelstein. May he rest in peace. Of course, I named my one daughter after him. Speaking of one daughters, this is a left-handed stepdaughter for everyone. We're talking about my man Dana White. You know, I'm not a big fan of Dana White, but Dana White keeps putting together money-making events. That's the best way I can do it. He makes money. There's no doubt about it. He knows how to make money. Of course, he turned a $1.3 million business into a $4 billion business. In other words, a $1 million business to a $400 million business. He did it all on his own, basically. I mean, yeah, he had the Fertittas back him and this kind of stuff, but it was mostly Dana White. Anyway, he's got a card tonight at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, on top of the Bantamweight champion. I guess that's 135 pounds. Marab Davashelli is going to take on Peter Yan. That's a rematch. I think he beat him about 3 or 4 years ago. Alexander Pajoa going to take on Joshua Van. That's a flyweight championship. That's a 125-pound title. Of course, some of the fights on the card. I don't know any of these fighters. Brandon Moreno, I remember him. Henry Cejudo's on the card. Henry's coming back at Bantamweight. Former champion, I believe, at flyweight and Bantamweight. Of course, at one point in time, he told Dana White, give me the heavyweight paydays. Give me the heavyweight paydays. Dana White burned him. That's just the way Dana does things. I mean, Dana doesn't make anybody millionaires. Why is that? Why is it you see nobody from the UFC millionaires? Why? I mean, Dana's a millionaire. I mean, they take like 90% of the money. I mean, this is unheard of. In modern sports, I think the NBA gets like 50%, and the NFL gets 50%. It's like that, and Dana gets 90% or more. I mean, come on, man. If ever there was a pimp, it's Dana White, in my opinion. I've never seen anybody take advantage of people more in my life. Of course, when you take advantage of people in the world of mixed martial arts, you make them, you tell them you got to take this fight, you got to take that fight. In other words, you don't move up in the rankings like you do, I think, in boxing, where you can sort of select fights in there. And people say to me, that's what's bad about boxing. That's what's good about the UFC, is that they put these guys in killer fights after killer fights after killer fights. Well, after 3 or 4 killer fights, you're killed. And that's all there is to it. You're done. There's nothing left of you. That's why the heavyweight title reign, as far as the UFC champion is concerned, the record is 3 title wins. And I think Stipe Miocic did that, the smallest heavyweight champion in history. Guy was like 190 pounds, something like that. But that's the most the heavyweight titles. I mean, didn't Joe Louis defend his title like 20-something times? Larry Holmes, 18 times, something like that. Bottom line is, it ain't going to happen in the world of mixed martial arts because you're too beat up by the time you get there. And, of course, that's the way Dana wants to do things. Guys don't make any money. Dana makes all the money. And, of course, you've got these – and if you don't win, this is sort of weird. If you're in a preliminary fight, imagine you're, like, just opening the card in the UFC and you're Daniel Ogden. You're taking on Pedro Fernandez. Okay, these two guys are going to fight each other, okay? And they're both, you know, they're both okay guys. So we're going to give them 20 grand each, and then the winner gets an extra 20 grand. Well, think about this. Daniel kicks the spit out of me, spit with an H. I mean, he annihilates me, all right? And I get 20 grand, right? Well, out of that 20 grand, maybe I'm going to be able to pocket $6,000 after taxes, management, training, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to pocket $6,000. I got my ass kicked for $6,000. What can I do with that $6,000? You can't pay, I mean, I don't know, unless you live somewhere cheap, you can't pay rent for 6 months. And you can't fight maybe for 6 months. And they're probably not going to want you to have you again if you lost in the UFC. Because once you lose, Dana like puts the poo-poo on you. He's got a bunch of winners going because of the fact that, you know, guys are expendable. People, human beings are expendable in the UFC. And that's what people don't seem to understand when I try to say that Dana's a pimp. Now, Dana and I, of course, we had our going back and forth. And I'll mention it again. I kicked his ass. I want to say this. I'm the only one that ever walked away from Dana White and slapped him up about his head. Not physically, but financially. And the reason why I say that is I had a $4,000 a month advertising contract with him. I was doing a show called Octagon Talked or something like that. Of course, back in the days, like circa 2004, something like that, 2003, when he took over the UFC, and about UFC 35 or something like that. And I had a $4,000 a month contract for advertising. And he came to me after about 3 months. He said he wanted to cut the contract. So I said, okay, set up the conference call. So he sets up a conference call, and he wants to cut it by 75%. But he said, here's what he says. He wants to cut the deal from $4,000 a month to $1,000 a month. And I said to him, he says, $1,000 a month for life, Pedro. I said, you going to put that in writing? He goes, Pedro, you can believe me. Yeah, right. You know, that's when I said, yeah, right, Dana. You got a contract. We have a contract. My lawyer says, you got to uphold it or I'm suing you, one or the other. So thank you for the money. Straight up, that's the way we ended up things. Of course, I saw him one time after that, I believe in Sacramento, California, the card. We sort of stared at each other, glared at each other, and moved on. He's not my favorite guy. In fact, the world would be a better place, I think, if Dana White didn't exist. I mean, maybe not in his role. I'm not trying to say as a human being he should be killed or anything like that. I'm just trying to say if he didn't exist, the world of mixed martial arts, I think, would be a better day. It just would be a better world, no doubt about that. Now, going back to December 8th, 1984, Azuma Nelson of Ghana knocks out Wilfredo Gomez with 1 second remaining in the 11th round. Of course, Gomez got the WBA 130-pound crown, I believe, with a controversial decision over Rocky Lockridge. That was a ripoff if there ever was one. Of course, Gomez, the benefactor of a few calls in Puerto Rico, but man, that one with Lockridge really stunk really bad. Anyway, they took the title away. He lost the title here, and I want to say this. Not a big fan of Wilfredo Gomez. I'm just not. I mean, I was at one point in time. He was 32-0 with a draw and 32 knockouts. I think his first fight was a draw. I think he went 32 fights in a row knocking people out. Then, of course, he stepped in against Salvador Sanchez, and he tanked his own efforts. What I say by that is, of course, he weighed 126 pounds when he went to bed that night, 125 and three quarters. That's what his corner man told me, okay? And he woke up the next morning. He weighed 130 pounds when he stepped on the scale. Now, wait, the fight's at 126. How in the hell do you gain 4 pounds overnight? You don't do that naturally. He didn't, was he eating? He was drinking water. Somehow he drank 4 pounds worth of water, and he is up to 130 pounds. So when he came down and weighed in 130 pounds, we were all shocked. It was a 126-pound title fight. Him and Sanchez is considered the fight of the year in 1981. This is like the fight of the year. Man, this is it. Mexico against Puerto Rico. One guy's lost one fight. Of course, talk about Sanchez. Of course, I think he avenged that loss, but he lost that one fight. And then Gomez is undefeated with all them knockouts. I mean, this is going to be the fight of five. Battle of the Little Giants is what it was called. It was take place inside the Las Vegas Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion. It was only held about 4,000 people. But it was a great fight, an epic fight. For as long as it lasted, Gomez got knocked down in the first round, got his cheekbone broken. He got up. He showed a lot of heart, a lot of balls. But, you know, he didn't show the mental discipline, the physical discipline coming in to lose the weight. Of course, they talked about a rematch often, and the rematch would have been different because of the fact that, you know, that Gomez didn't strain to make weight. Listen, Gomez was moving up 4 pounds. He was moving up from 122 pounds to 126 pounds. So he was moving up 4 pounds. If he couldn't, and he moved up 8 pounds overnight, 4 more pounds overnight. So he brought that spit on himself. When he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree, of course, he was never the same after that, even though the WBA and the WBC propped him up in different title fights. Of course, the Rocky Lockridge win was an atrocity as far as if you look back at that fight, that was bad. There's no, I mean, double bad, no doubt about that. Now, they tell me Teofimo Lopez and Shakur Stevenson are going to fight. Man, are you going to need some Viagra for that one? I mean, like a thousand. What's the average? I don't know what the dose is, but whatever the dose is, you got to take like 10 times the average dose to watch that one. Teofimo Lopez and Shakur Stevenson. Talk about a stinker. I mean, the stinker, that's not even close to, I mean, Teofimo hasn't delivered in a long time. At one point in time, he was an exciting performer. There's no doubt about it. And Shakur Stevenson, he just sucks so bad. He's like the most unappealing guy I've ever seen fight. He just is. I mean, at one point in time, Eddie Croft, who ran a boxing gym, here in San Mateo, California, B Street Boxing just so does. But he told me at one point in time that Shakur Stevenson was the best of all these guys. Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is, he may be, but he doesn't entertain. And he fights guys in a manner in which he can beat them. He could probably beat them a little bit more decisively, but he's not content. He doesn't want to step in. He has no, what's the lack of a word? He has no balls. That's just it. He wants to glide through fights. He doesn't want to fight through fights. So Shakur Stevenson and Teofimo Lopez, I think Tommy D said finally. Finally what, Tommy D? We'll talk about that tomorrow, of course, when Sir Thomas Dillamuth spends his time as a shot caller here on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Twitch.tv, and associated other platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Please.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Anytime we play taps on this show, I got to turn on the microphone. It's not a good thing. Of course, I'm remembering Mills Lane, who died on this day in 2022, of course, the age of 85. Mills Lane, the former Washoe County judge, the former district attorney up there in Reno, Nevada. Of course, the boxing judge, the guy that did the bite fight with Mike Tyson and Vander Holyfield back in 1995. Well, guess what? He passed away 3 years ago today, and I want to tell you that he was a great guy to be around, and he was a competitive guy. He was always around weight. He fought at 147, won the United States Golden Glove Championship, I believe, back in the late 40s, early 1950s as a welterweight. He sort of stuck to that weight for his entire life. When we ran together, and he ran me into the ground, I think in Cincinnati, Ohio, on some golf course. But the bottom line is, he could still run. He was like almost 70 years old. May he rest in peace. Talk about the great Mills Lane. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Stephen Fulton on Shockey Foster. I don't know. That's going to be the dullest fight in the history of boxing, man. I don't want to see that one. Isaac Cruz and Lamont Roach. I think that Isaac Cruz should prevail here. I think Cruz, although Roach is an accomplished boxer, he just doesn't seem to be able to get the breaks, and I don't think he's going to make it here, not with 10 knockouts against a guy that comes with 18 knockouts and comes fights coming face forward. Of course, he had that fight with Javante Davis and David in March. He should have got that win, but he didn't. Got screwed. And of course, no TV replay. The New York State Athletic Commission screwed him over. I mean, everybody screwed him over. There's no doubt about it. He got screwed more than anybody else, I think, in the year of 2025, they'll saw Lamont Roach. And if he doesn't win, he's done. There's no doubt about it. Now, I want to mention the fact that today is Lucia Riker's birthday. Lucia Riker, of course, was the female phenom. She was supposed to fight Chrissy Martin. That never happened, but I got some advertising money on that one, and I'll never forget that one. I think they gave me like $3,000 or $4,000 in advertising money. And then the promoter said to me, well, I had to buy some satellite time. That's what it is. I bought some satellite time on some old radio network. Bought some satellite time. And I bought the satellite time in advance, of course, and I didn't have to pay for it, but they gave me the money in advance. So the bottom line is I pocketed a lot of money, and Lucia Riker and Christy Martin never fought. So bottom line is I prospered there. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Super Dads in the house. We'll talk about Socrates Palmer. Of course, Super Dad just had a baby on Tuesday. May he and his wife have all the wonderful memories, and may God treat them good. And of course, I got a good stuff. I'm not a big God guy. You know that. Of course, Danny Augustin in the other room. His mom and his kids are doing well. So outside of that, I'm rocking and rolling. I will see you Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going. Of course, twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA channel. Straight up, take care. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.